Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on change management called Leading Others Through Change. Through some of our previous podcasts, we will have learned how we can gain a greater understanding of what's going on for us and how we can best handle our own experience of change. Now let's focus on what we can do to support others too. There are four key areas for us to consider. The first one is enthusiasm. When going through a period of ambiguity, uncertainty, or change, a dose of enthusiasm goes a long way. What generates and what blocks your own enthusiasm? How do you do enthusiasm? What has your style of enthusiasm done for you in the past? For example, some people tend to dampen down their enthusiasm, which could very well make the change a lot harder to get through. What types of things have you been enthusiastic about? What is the state of enthusiasm that you have experienced? Who do you know who is a really enthusiastic person? How do they do it? What do they do? And how specifically do you know that they are enthusiastic? The second element is information. Human beings are hardwired to try and gain as full a picture of something as possible, as this is how we process information and make sense of our world. If we do not have what we believe to be all of the information and we sense some gaps, we tend to make the rest up. We begin to make assumptions upon which we form opinions and beliefs upon which we then act. As a leader or manager, it is very important, therefore, to be aware of this very strong need in your staff. However, we may not have all of the answers. Even we may not know what is going on. So what can we do? This leads us to the third element, which is the trust triangle. Imagine a triangle with the words sincerity, reliability, and competence at each of the three corners. It is vital that as leaders, we build trust and credibility through our communication with others. We achieve this in three ways. By being sincere. We may not have all the answers, but at least being honest about our own lack of information creates a connection with the other person and shows sincerity. This can also be called being genuine or authentic. Being reliable. It is important to be consistent so that people know that they can rely on you to be a certain way. When everything else is in a state of flux, your steadfastness will have a very positive influence and effect on other people. Thirdly, being competent. As a leader, we are expected to have acquired certain skills around how we operate and how we communicate. All three of these qualities are even more important when we are in a state of ambiguity or uncertainty in the workplace. And the fourth element is role modelling. If we wish to call ourselves leaders, then it implies that others will follow us. What is it about us that will motivate them to do that? Why should someone follow you? How can we expect others to do things or cope with things or be something that we are not prepared or able to do ourselves? True leaders role model the behaviours and values that they wish to experience and notice in others. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in others. And here ends the podcast on change management, leading others through change.